everyone, and welcome into episode 2 of the University College Podcast at Kennesaw State University. My name is Brandon Apter. I'm your host. I am the social media and marketing specialist at University College. Make sure that you are following University College at Kennesaw State University on Twitter and Instagram at UC at KSU. So that's the at sign and then the letters UCATKSU. That's the Twitter and Instagram handles. And you can find us on Facebook as well. Just search University College at Kennesaw State University, and you'll be able to find us there. We post all of our ongoings, events, and things going on around campus as well, since we cover everything from orientation to graduation. Now, this is only episode 2 of the University College podcast, so make sure that you're subscribing on whatever app that you use to listen to podcasts. It is available on iTunes, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Just search University College Podcast Network. And recently, there has also been a website created dedicated to the podcast specifically, and that can be found online at uc.kennesaw.edu/podcast.php. I appreciate everyone who listened to episode 1. Excited for episode 2. But before we jump into the guest, we're going to just take care of a few housekeeping items. First off, our friend Mark Pilgrim from Orientation and Transition Programs is moving on after 8 years with Kennesaw State University. So we just want to shout out Mark and thank him for all of his years of hard work in helping grow Kennesaw's orientation program. And of course, leading the Ignition Leaders year in and year out. They play such a huge part in orientations, summer, spring, and fall. So we want to thank Mark again for all of his hard work, and we wish him all of the best in the future. Just a reminder to students that are listening or faculty and staff that are unaware, the NEST Advising is now University College Advising Services. So there is no more NEST. It is University College Advising Services. You can visit them online at uc.kennesaw.edu/UCAS. They can be found on the Kennesaw campus on the second floor of Willingham Hall in between the University College building and the Social Science building. And since we're talking about University College Advising Services, I just want to plug our next guest for episode 3 is going to be our Director of Advising at University College Advising Services, Dr. Tommy Jackson. Tommy played a few seasons in the National Football League after attending college at Auburn, so we'll chat about his background, how he transitioned from being a professional athlete into the position that he's in now. He'll talk a little bit more about his foundation that he works with, and he's just a really good guy to listen to, and we'll learn also about how important advising is early on as a Kennesaw State University student and throughout your college career. Moving right along, I wanted to mention that University College's next Coffee with the Dean event will take place on Thursday, October 18th from 9 to 10:30 in the University College Dean Suite, which is on the second floor of the University College building, room 213. Now, this one's a little different than previous Coffee with the Dean installments. This time, students are invited as well to come and say hello to Dean Lynn Disbro of University College while enjoying coffee and cookies. Faculty and staff, of course, are invited as well from 9 to 10:30 on Thursday, October 18th to take part in this event. We encourage students to come out and meet the faculty and staff in our departments, first year in transition studies, leadership and integrative studies, advising over at University College Advising Services, and much, much more. So again, that's Thursday, October 18th from 9 to 10:30 in the morning. Make sure that you're there, whether you are a student involved with University College or a faculty or staff member involved as well. One more thing, the Kennesaw State football home opener, just wanted to give them a plug. That is set for Saturday, September 15th against Alabama State. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, make sure that you visit ksuowls.com and get your tickets. And also, make sure to head over to ksuowls.com to follow all of Kennesaw's athletic teams as the student athletes really put their heart and soul not only into the sport that they're playing, but their education as well. As we talked in our first episode, our guest was a student athlete and was just starting off, and it's a lot to juggle. So make sure that you're supporting our student athletes, KSUOwls.com, and you can follow all of their stuff on social media. You can find that information on there as well. So our episode two guest, this is going to be part two of our first year seminar experiences. I'm going to be joined by freshman Kaylin Woodring. She's a nursing interest major working her way towards becoming a full-time nursing student. So she'll talk about her experience in Kennesaw State's required first-year seminar. And in addition to that, we'll learn more about her background and what she hopes to pursue with her degree. And of course, how the first-year seminar has helped her adjust to life at Kennesaw State University. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. And if you have any suggestions or would like to be a guest on the podcast or have a good student success story, please contact me, Brandon Apter. I'm the social media and marketing specialist at University College. You can contact me at bapter, B-A-P-T-E-R, at kennesaw.edu. All right, without further ado, let's jump into episode two. All right, we're here for another first-year seminar experience episode, and I'm joined by Kaylin Woodring. She's right now a nursing interest major on her way to becoming a full nursing major. Kaylin, thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, how you ended up at Kennesaw State, and what you hope to pursue with your degree?
I came to Kennesaw. A lot of my friends went to the University of North Georgia, and I really wanted to just kind of start fresh after high school, and I've always wanted to do nursing, and UGA didn't have a nursing major, so Kennesaw has like the best in the state, so that's kind of what drew me to Kennesaw.
And so far, how have you enjoyed your experience? I know you started in the summer, mm-hmm. which is different from like the pool of students that starts in the fall, so how have you enjoyed your experience so far?
I love it. Like, I think it's the perfect size. It's not too huge like UGA, but it's got, and it's kind of like off on its own. Like, it's in a city, but you don't feel like you're in a city, and it's mm-hmm. just the perfect size campus. And I actually really liked coming in the summer because I kind of got to know where everything is before it got super crazy busy. So I really like it so far.
Awesome. Well, one of the requirements for all incoming freshmen, whether it's in the spring, the fall, or the summer, is to take this first year seminar. And we're gathering thoughts on the class and everything. So why don't you start off by telling us what your overall experiences of the seminar have been. I know you're one class away, I think, from finishing. So mm-hmm. give us your thoughts.
It's been really good. I definitely took the fast track of it. It was only 6 weeks compared to like a regular semester. It's like 17 weeks, I think. But I like never like dreaded coming to class. It's a very laid back classroom environment. Like, you don't really feel like you have to come in and necessarily like take notes and have to focus as hard. It's like very open-ended. Like, every class is kind of a discussion. It's like super laid back, and I like got to know everybody in the class really well and made some friends, which was one thing I was worried about coming to college. Mm-hmm. So I've really enjoyed it.
Now, I've heard that this class prepares you for a lot of different facets of the college experience.
Yeah.
So if you were to talk to yourself before taking this class, how would you tell yourself to prepare?
I would definitely tell myself to come into it with an open mind. I kind of came into it with not necessarily a really negative attitude, but it wasn't the best attitude, because I've definitely learned a lot in this class, especially with like on-campus resources and study tactics. Like, one thing that I only learned in high school was like MLA, mm-hmm. and like he's introduced us to like APA,
right.
and like sources you can go to on campus to like if you have need any help. That so I would definitely just to tell myself to come into it with more of an open mind instead of being more closed off about it.
And I know one of the things that we've talked about with some other students in the seminar is that high school sometimes prepares you for college and mm-hmm. other times doesn't prepare you for college. They kind of scratch the surface in terms mm-hmm. of specific topics, but don't go into depth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel the seminar did in terms of going into specific topics on depth, and how did it challenge you, and what did you enjoy exploring most?
I would definitely say that if I had come in like into college straight out of high school, I would not have been ready. Like, I think this class helped a lot. I think that like I said, the on-campus resources were the main thing that really helps me. Like, the library has so many resources that you can, use that you would not know about if you didn't have the class. And I think that, I mean, definitely, I even dual enrolled a lot, and I don't even think that prepared me for this size campus. So I think that it's definitely something that I enjoyed and I was so thankful for, especially kind of coming in the summer. Like, I know how to prepare myself for fall a whole lot better now.
Right. And going, looking forward to the fall and beyond that, how do you think a class like this, you know, beyond the resources, obviously, that you've mentioned, will help you personally and professionally moving forward as a student at Kennesaw State?
One of the things that we kind of talked about was belonging, and I kind of have been dead set on the nursing major, and mm-hmm. it's really hard to get into Kennesaw's nursing program, as I've heard. And so one of the things we kind of talked about was like belonging and not necessarily like putting as much pressure on yourself, like I think is the world kind of like portrays today.
Yeah.
So like one of the things that he kind of mentioned was that like, what if you kind of find out later that your major isn't for you? And like, especially for me, like, what if I don't get into the nursing program?
Yeah.
I think that like the whole kind of conversation back and forth that we had in class about belonging on campus and kind of having to take changes in stride, that that was one thing that I definitely kind of thought more about and kind of was glad that I had that conversation, like within the college experience, not just like with your parents. Like, it's different, like with a professor in class.
Yeah, and there are a lot of benefits that can help you in different aspects of the college experience for mm-hmm. taking a class like this. Is there anything that you would do to improve the seminar?
I would definitely say, well, for me, I think it was a little bit rushed, but that was just because of when I took it. Like, I took the 6-week course. I don't feel like my boyfriend took the full semester course, and mm-hmm. I think it would definitely be more beneficial that way. I don't know. I can't really think of anything that would be...
All right.
Yeah, can't really think of anything.
Now, going a little bit deeper into depth here, there are a couple of projects that you guys have done. I know it's mm-hmm. shorter time frame than the 17 weeks, as you mentioned. You guys did a storytelling project, which was kind of, to open up to the class and feel more comfortable in your own shoes in this environment. And then you move on to belonging, and you guys are doing a problem worth solving project. Can you go a little more into depth into which of the projects you've enjoyed the most?
I personally liked the storytelling project. We had three options. We could either tell it in front of the class, record it on an audio and turn it in that way, or write it. And I actually couldn't be in class that day, or I was going to tell it in front of the whole class, but I did the audio version of it. And basically, you just talked about an obstacle that you had to overcome and like how you grew from that. And one of the things I talked about was like I had a health issue like in high school, and how it didn't make any sense in high school. I didn't understand why I was having to go through that. But then like looking back on it now, I kind of see how I went down the road of wanting to become a nurse and wanting to go into the healthcare field. And so I think that project really kind of makes you think about obstacles you've had to overcome in your life and how they've made you a better person. So it's just one of those things that you realize looking back, and I think it was a fun, really fun project to do.
What would you say were some of the more challenging parts of the class for incoming students that you might be able to say, hey, look out, be prepared for this?
Definitely the hardest thing was on the belonging portfolio. He gave a very open rubric, and I think in high school they lay out like very hard, like this is what you have to do, and if you don't do it then you don't get the points. And he kind of laid out an open rubric, and literally the whole class was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, he didn't give us any examples, and he kind of explained that like, you're in college now, you kind of have to be you have to like think on your own. And he said, when you're a senior, you're gonna love these kind of, you're gonna want these rubrics not like ones that are like, this is what you have to do in bullet points of everything you have to do. He said you're going to want more like where you can be creative and kind of make it yourself. But that was like the most hard thing to like wrap my mind around. I was like, I don't know. Like, he's not giving me an example. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But it was really fun. And then I actually really liked the way that portfolio turned out in the end, even though it was really hard in the beginning.
Yeah. So obviously we can gather from what you said and, mm-hmm. and other students that this is a super beneficial class. It's one that's required. Do you think that it should continue to be required? And is it something other universities should look to have as a requirement as well?
I think so. Yeah, for sure. Because the transition from high school to college is just so major. Like, I came from a really small town, and then to come to Kennesaw, where it's like basically a pretty big city, I think it's, and there's so many students on campus now. Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely beneficial. And I know that Kennesaw is like one of the only ones that has this type of class.
Yeah.
And I would definitely, like, I can't imagine going to UGA and not having a class like this. So I think it would definitely be beneficial to add in other universities or colleges.
Well, awesome. Kaylin, we appreciate you taking the time to chat. And we wish you the best of luck moving forward. And hopefully thank we'll you. Be able to check in with you again down the line.
Okay, thank you.
That concludes episode 2 of the University College Podcast. We'll see you next time with Dr. Tommy Jackson, Director of Advising of University College Advising Services, on episode 3. Thanks for listening.